Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful. But they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Devin Moore. At the age of 14, Devin Moore became the founder of #RaiseToSpeakUp. An anti-bullying organization where he educates youth about bullying prevention and empowers them to be upstanders. Devin is a first-time author of the Devin Speaks Up children's anti-bullying book. An advocate for anti-bullying, Devin hosts Humanity Rising's Behind the Screen, the Harms of Cyberbullying webinar, which offers open conversations about cyberbullying prevention and discusses ways to implement the #BehindTheScreen curriculum into schools. As a host of Humanity Rising's Race to Speak Up podcast, Devin interviews activists, business leaders, and entrepreneurs about how they create positive changes in their communities. He's going to share a BizHub about being a bullying upstander. Devin, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, thank you for having me. And of course, I'll definitely share a lot more about being an upstander. So hi, everyone. As it was just said, my name is Devin Moore. I'm the founder of Race to Speak Up, an anti-bullying organization. And then also beyond this, I'm the author of Devin Speaks Up, which is a children's anti-bullying book, as well as a couple of the other titles that you guys were just told about. Now, my story begins when I was 14 years old. I'm currently 19, but when I was 14, I was going through a lot of racist bullying in middle school. And I knew that that was wrong. I knew I needed to speak up, and I saw other people going through bullying. So because of this, I wanted to be a part of the positive change that puts an end to bullying. And then we worked towards creating a platform, Race to Speak Up, in order to educate other students, as well as adults, organizations at schools, different companies, about this bullying issue and about how we can be upstanders, which is someone who supports the target of bullying. So that led me to speaking in front of all those different environments. I've spoken in front of thousands of students through my Race to Speak Up Against Bullying workshops, where we're going into these communities and we're giving students effective calls to actions, different ways of preventing bullying, learning its signs and learning its effects, learning ways that we can really all support each other. And then also when it comes to Devin Speaks Up, my children's anti-bullying book, we're allowing students to get that anti-bullying knowledge through a guide, through a tool, through this book that they can take back into their school environment and learn and grow through hearing my personal bullying story, seeing how we can be upstanders for each other. And then also it promotes diversity and it promotes embracing our beautiful differences.
That's awesome, Devin. I love what you're doing. It is so important because bullying is getting, back in the day when there was no internet, bullying was only at school and home was a safe place, or maybe not. But now bullying is all over the place and people can get targeted through all fronts. So I'm so glad that you're doing this. Thanks so much for sharing your story. And I think it's an amazing idea that you made a children's book about it for people to learn about it. So Devin, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So when it comes to my or our anti-bullying services, the Race to Speak Up Against Bullying workshops, as well as Devin Speaks Up book readings and book assemblies, so we offer that for all students. We offer that for organizations and companies as well. I've spoken across all different platforms to different backgrounds and then also just to different age levels. So we really gear towards certain ages that I'm coming in to speak to. So the ways that you guys can both learn more about our anti-bullying services and bring those services back to your communities is simply through going to my website, racetospeakup.com. And it gives you all that information. It's literally under the workshops and presentations page. So it gives you all of that information. And it has like the way you can reach out to me, which is literally just at the bottom of the website. And then set up a call. We'll set up a whatever we need to set up to discuss logistics, and then we'll move forward from there.
Love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Devin Moore, for coming on and sharing his story about how he is a bull anti-bullying upstander. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.